This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour left in the show. So definitely give us a call. If you have some questions, we can do everything we can to really help you out. Had a lot of things we've been thinking about today. We're thinking spring. We're thinking about what we can be doing to get ready. It's never too early to think about the next season. And that's really what we're doing, right? It's we just want to get ahead and say, all right, we're going to be ready for this season. And that's what I think if we can take from all this, will definitely be helpful. We've talked a number of like growing things to be doing this winter inside and how to do it. You know, we've talked with the soil. We've talked about the heating. We've talked about the watering. We've talked about the lights. You know, another thing we can be thinking about, maybe thinking about different pots to be using, right? There's a number of different containers that you can use out there. You know, one of the most common containers to be used for growing in your garden is probably going to be the peat pot, right? So using those sizes, they come in so many different sizes. You can use them in small, medium. You know, they come in trays even. So instead of buying the plastic six-pack, maybe it's buying these peat pots. And what's the good use behind a peat pot, right? So let's think about it. They're biodegradable. So you can put them in the ground and be able to just leave them there instead of ripping the pot out and going to the next. So there's an idea. It's the idea of using a plastic pot. Well, plastic, you can recycle them, use them year after year, especially if you're using like six packs. You know, they come in a full tray, 8 of the six packs, filling those with soil, using them that way, creating a little greenhouse. So there's options. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Paulette's in Mashpee.
Paulette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I would like to ask about leaving leaves on the perennial beds. And, I always leave them over the winter. And where the berries are, the blueberries, raspberries, I usually leave the oak leaves there, and I usually leave the leaves under the arborvitaes. because we're on the Cape, and I just think it leaves more moisture for them.
Yep.
Now, I was speaking with an environmental scientist this last year in the spring, and she said to leave all the leaves on the perennial beds and just cover the mulch right out on top of them. What is your viewpoint on that?
Well, I mean, it's added benefit because what it's doing is it's creating like compost eventually,
right,
because it's going to break down and it's adding nutrients to the soil that can help the plant long term. So, you know, there's also the idea by leaving the leaves there is it helps your pollinators overwinter somewhere.
Right.
So that's another reason behind it. You know, really up to you how you want to do it. It doesn't matter the leaf type. It's, you know, there's thoughts. There's like, you know, the myth of if you leave pine needles or, you know, oak leaves because they're acidic loving, they're going to change the pH level of your soil. No, it's not true. I mean, you'd have to put a lot. You'd have to put a lot of those on there, and even then, it's going to be hard to get to that level. So, I think leaving them is only going to help. Honestly, I don't think it's a bad thing to leave them there. And I think there's the benefits outweigh the negative. And to be honest, like the real negative that I can think of here is more of, you know, not paying attention to them and leaving them there for too long in the spring, right? So, or putting too much, because too much can affect it. So say you were to, you know, take all the leaves from the yard and blow them into one area, and for your arborvitaes, for example, and it covers the bottom layer, and then in the spring, the sun comes out and it's still there, it can actually take some of the sunlight away, not allowing it to, you know, have the chlorophyll going, so it's not going to stay green on the base. It might dry out and affect it that way. So that's like a negative. But you can control that. So
right.
I really think
they're all just leaves from where they fell.
Yep. And that's
so
fine to do.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, they're going to turn into compost. Long term,
right.
You just need to keep an eye out for it and make sure it's not sitting on top of the living plant when it needs to be, you know, getting hit with the sun. And I don't mean like your perennials. I mean like your arborvitaes. Like if it's too high, it can affect the lower part of it, and we don't want to do that because you're probably using it as a border to block something. And if as soon as you start removing the bottom parts, you're opening up holes. So that's the biggest thing with me. And then if they're not completely broken down, just throw them in a pile. You know, if you have some space, throw them in a compost bin, and then you can reuse that compost around your plants, you know, once you've moved it on a little bit more.
Yeah, we have a compost pile too, so.
So leave them there, right? And if in the spring, once it's warmed up enough, because again, if you have a lot of pollinator-friendly plants, the pollinators are going to overwinter there. So we don't want to get it too early where, you know, it's warmed up but the ground is still completely frozen or it's really cold at night. You want to remove them and then allow the pollinators to survive that way. So, you know, there's more benefit than negative in my opinion on this.
Yeah, it's a thin layer, so you know, I used to remove them from the flower beds, but I think this year I'm going to try leaving them.
Yeah, and, you know, you can always add to the soil, you know, to help break it up a little bit more, maybe get an already made compost, right? Like a leaf compost in the bag and add it to the soil around it. It's not only going to benefit the plants, the perennials that are there, but it's going to help break down that other compost there, the other leaves.
Yeah, we usually put that Costa Maine on top.
Like the enriching mulch?
Yeah.
Perfect. That's going to make everything even better, too. So I think you're doing everything great.
Okay, good. Just this year, I'm in the spring. I usually wait till, you know, the ground is thawed before I remove them from the flower beds, but I think I'm going to leave them because I've always left them around the arborvitaes. I just think it helps them hold moisture in this hot summer.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's the benefit as well. That's only going to help it. Keeping the moisture, especially, I mean, this year was an anomaly this past year when it came to the amount of rain we had. We always, I mean, I don't even know how long I can count back, but we've always had a drought. So holding moisture for your plants is only going to help it. So you're doing great things for your plants.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day and try to stay warm.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. There's a little over a half hour left in the show, so if you have some questions, definitely call us, and we will help you out to the best of our ability. But leaving leaves has been a subject that's being brought up more and more. So, it's a great thing to be talking about because it's not just about the compost it's creating. It's about the protection of those pollinators, and we really want to protect those pollinators the best we can. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about a half hour left in the show, so definitely give us a call and see what we can do to help you out. You know, I've mentioned it a number of times, but, you know, time to be thinking about spring. Also, time to be thinking about, you know, ice melt right now. We just had a, you know, we had a storm this past week. We, you know, we're looking at another storm coming up. So I think that we need to be thinking about that ice melt again and saying we need more. We need to have it in the house. You know, I just got some last week from Natural Alternative. Two different types. We got the CMA for those of you who you have just put in like a concrete patio, something along those lines that has been 30 days or more cured. That's the CMA that you'll be looking to use. Or you can use their regular ice melt. If that's not the case, the concrete needs to be a year cured for you. But the ice melt, straight ice melts, is safer for your pets. So that's you know, if you have pets like I do that go outside and you're worried, the regular ice melt is the way to go. And you can find all of this at naturalalternative.com. Their front page. Click on the column that says melt. It's got two little dog paws on there. Click on there, that'll find the ice melt for you. Or start thinking spring. Take a look at their lawn. Take a look at their grow section. You can shop for protolizer. You know, my favorite product out there. The protolizer comes in multiple different sizes. 5 ounce packages, 4 pound container, 6 ounce container. Taking a look at using that on all your plants this year, I think you'll see a huge difference if you haven't used it before. So, you know, take a look at their website. Tons of information. You can also go to the Know and Grow library. Scroll through there, find different things. I mean, they have an article about houseplants right now. Time, you know, the type of time frame we want to be looking at, right? Low-light houseplants is an example, and it mentions different low-light houseplants. And it tells you what to do, their growth rates, etc. So it's good information as well. This isn't just a site to be purchasing something. Just get some information. So definitely take a look when you get a chance. Some other things we've been thinking about and talking about lately is taking care of your birds. Birds out there, it's cold, but they still need water. So what do we need to do? See what you can do to get, you know, a heated bird bath for this time of year. Something that just keeps the water so that when they get in there, it's moving. I don't say moving. I mean, I don't mean moving, but it's not frozen. But that's probably a better way to say it. But they're looking for water at this time of year so that they can get, you know, clean. They can have that water source as well. So that's what we're looking at with our birds. We're looking at cleaning our bird feeders often so that it doesn't stay dirty in there. We're looking at taking care of the birds this time of year because they need the help that we can provide them. So you might just pull the bird feeders closer to the house for you. That might be a nice way to do it. But if you're doing it, just take care of them. Make sure you're constantly cleaning those bird feeders, maybe once a week. Have a couple so you can switch them out, but take the pieces apart, wash them down. Don't use like bleach on them. Use a drop of soap and some water. And then get some of those high energy feeds with heavy fruits, etc. And those are all from Wild Delight. Have some of the best food out there for your birds. Now we're going to head to a break here. If you have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Said we're going to head to a break. When we get back, more of your questions on the weekend to help you out. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with Soil Moist Granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of Soil Moist Granules. The Soil Moist Granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's Soil Moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dallas area officials are confirming that all the captives who were involved in a hostage situation at a synagogue are now safe and the suspect is dead. A police spokesman saying very little else about that suspect or the possible motive.
And I specifically will not answer specific questions about the subject. There's a lot of information out there already about the subject, and we really don't want to jeopardize any potential investigation or any investigative leads into his motives or his potential associates.
In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says he wants big changes in the care of the mentally ill after an Upper West Side woman is pushed by someone into the path of a subway train and dies. Over 70 million people are under winter weather advisories and alerts as a winter storm is heading into the eastern and southern United States. And this is USA Radio News. Without coming out and confirming it, former President Donald Trump was sounding like he's running for the White House in 2024. He held a rally in Arizona last night in which he slammed the Biden administration on, well, almost everything, especially its pandemic response.
We gave Joe Biden every tool he could want, yet he still completely failed. The virus evolved and his strategy failed to evolve, and it just didn't evolve with the virus. He's incapable of keeping up.
About $1 million worth of jewelry has been heisted from actress Lori Loughlin. TMZ says burglars broke into her L.A. area home and made off with her jewelry on January 3rd when the actress and her husband were not at home. And police say the suspects dressed in black wore masks and smashed a bedroom window to get in. The theft was discovered by a housekeeper. No injuries were reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Georgia is in New Hampshire.
Georgia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. We bought a property in New Hampshire last summer, and it seems that our yard, which is probably about 200 by about 70, is mostly broad leaf weeds and thistle, not much grass, and some moss. What do you recommend? It's a pretty big undertaking.
It is. Now, so a number of reasons this could happen. One is just nobody took care of it, and it's lost a lot of its nutrients, a lot of its pH levels, etc., because weeds thrive on not very well taken care of lawns. Moss, it could be from shady areas. Is it a shady area or is it sunny?
No, it's all total sunshine.
Okay. So the moss could be from compact soils. It's another thing that weeds thrive in. So multiple things we can be doing.
Would I start?
So I would
start. It sounds like to be a couple year process.
Yeah, it definitely. I think it is. Where I would start is once the ground thaws, getting a soil sample done, so that you can see what nutrients you are looking at, because it can take some time to get it back to where you need it to be. Where we want the pH levels to be is like a 6.2, 6.5 for a lawn, if that's what you're looking to grow. We want the, you know, organic matter to be in a regular level. We want the soil, you know, we want to know what's there. So we know what to add. If there's something there that's too much, we want to know how to release it. A lot of times with those areas, it's probably a very acidic soil. It sounds very compact as well. So I like to use a couple products in that area to help break up the soil, but then when you release those trapped nutrients as you're breaking up the soil, feed them at the same time. And so by using a product like sulfur, from Natural Alternative, or you could use Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green.
Did you say sulfur?
It's called sulfur. Yep. Just from Natural Alternatives. S-U-L-F-U-R.
Okay, sulfur like the chemical.
Yeah.
Okay, sulfur from Natural Alternatives.
So that's going to help break down some of the trapped nutrients and release them. It's also going to help some of the compaction that's there. So sometimes with moss, it's a very compact soil underneath, so water can't drain through, which creates the moss. So that's one item. And then to bring up the pH level using, you know, a pelletized lime or a fast-acting pelletized lime. The fast-acting pelletized lime is usually calcitic lime, which means that as soon as it hits the ground, it's starting to work. Whereas the regular pelletized lime that you can buy for like, you know, $6, $7 a bag takes up to 6 months for it to work. Whereas
this
fast-acting lime...
Can you repeat that kind? What kind of pelletized lime am I looking for?
So you're looking for the fast-acting lime.
Fast-acting, okay.
You know, there's a number of different names out there. Bonide has one called Turf Turbo. Espoma has Lightning Lime. There's another one called Magical from Jonathan Green. There's a number of them. So if you went into a garden center and said you're looking for the faster acting lime, they can show you the product that they have.
Perfect.
The thing about it is a lot of these products are all bagged at the same facility. It's just a different bag. So that's why, you know, just look for a fast acting lime.
Okay.
So the two of those you're going to want to use multiple times throughout the season. Usually can be used up to 3 times in a season and can help your pH level move up almost a full point and break down the soil underneath it to allow them to all be released. But you're only going to know all these things by getting that soil sample, because we're going to know how far we need to go.
And I can send that right to the UNH extension.
Yeah, you can go to UNH, UMass, any of the extensions, University of Vermont, any of them. You can even, if you wanted to, send it to Natural Alternative in the spring. Usually what you need to do is you call up or go to their website, because they'll send you out a bag that it goes in, and you're looking for about a pound. I'm not sure with the extensions, they might just say put it in your own bag and ship it to us at this address. But usually you want about a pound. And the easiest way to do a soil sample is, so take the area that you're doing. She said it's like 20 by 70 or something along those lines. I would go to the four corners, but I'd come in a bit. I wouldn't go right to the corners. Mm-hmm. I'd go to the four corners and then something directly in the center. And the soil
that... And I should point out that that happens to be on top of our septic field.
Okay.
Half of it.
Yep, and that makes sense. So,
okay.
But what I still want you to do is I want you to get those five spots. And the soil that you need to get is not from the very top. You put the shovel into the ground, like a regular, you know, long-handled shovel, and the soil that you're looking to get is at the bottom of the shovel where the tip is. That's the soil you're trying to get sampled, because that's where you want the roots to try to develop to go down.
So would that be about 6 inches down?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more. Whatever, you know, however long it is, it can be 8 inches. You get that.
Okay.
That's the size. But what I want you to do is take the 5 samples, put them in a 5-gallon bucket, leave it outside for 24 hours so it dries out a little bit. Because you don't want to send, you know, water, rain that's been sitting in it. You want it to be a little bit dry, and then you send it out, and that's going to give you the best example. You want to have about a pound of it. If you take like a Ziploc bag, the little Ziploc bags, basically fill it so you're not going to explode the bag, but fill it up. That's about what you're looking
for. So that would be that quart size bag.
Yeah, the smaller, like the sandwich bag, right?
Oh, sandwich, okay.
Yeah, sandwich bag, that's what we're looking
for. Do I call Natural Alternatives, or can I go to their website?
You can go to their website,
okay.
naturalalternative.com. You can go into where it says shop, And actually, right on the front, it says start with the soil test. So you can go there. The great thing about Natural Alternatives with their soil test is they're going to send you like 4 pages of information on what to do. But the other thing is you can call them and have a discussion with them and actually talk to a human instead of having to hit like 18 buttons to get to somebody.
We like that.
You know, that's one of the reasons why we love Natural Alternative, because they want you to actually call them and have the discussion. I mean, obviously, every business is in the business to do business, but they'd rather not sell you something you don't need. So that's why I like dealing with them so much. But soil sample is the way to go to start off, and it's going to give you a great idea of where to go.
This has been extremely helpful. Thank you so very much. Stay warm.
No problem, Georgia.
It's
one
only
other
-9 up here today.
Oof. I got 1 degree, so I got you by 10, but one final thing.
Snow today, yay.
Yeah. One final thing about that soil sample is if you, you know, want more information from me, once you get the soil sample, you can always email it to us. I'll take a look at it. It takes a little bit of time for me to take a look at it, but I can always look at it so you get a second opinion as well.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you so very much.
All right, Georgia. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Al is in New York.
Al, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. I have a question in regards to, I have a large lawn. It's probably about 3 acres of lawn.
Okay.
And I have a bunch of fruit trees and a bunch of other trees, maple, oak, locust, ash, and stuff that, most of the deciduous trees have started developing like a black spot on the leaves. And the leaves don't get as large as they normally would. They're kind of, everything is stunted, and you can, you know, there's a lot more transparency to the trees. And I guess this has been kind of an ongoing thing, and I guess I spray my fruit trees regularly with, you know, kind of like the Bonide products, and the fruit trees are good. I guess I'm wondering what I can do for all of those other trees, because I would say most of them are in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 years old, so they're kind of large trees.
Yeah.
Most of them, and I don't know what to do, I guess.
Okay. So basically, yeah, you know, not a lot of feeding has been done to them. They're older trees. They're kind of fending for themselves, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So a couple things that I'd look for you to do. One thing would be to, you know, and I know we're looking at the trees here, but in that area, get a soil sample taken as part of it. You can still do a couple other things while you're getting that soil sample done. But I think that'll tell us if there's a number of trapped nutrients in there that we can repeat for you and for the trees. If it's better fed, that type of thing. So that's one thing I would look at doing.
Soil samples, like right under the trees?
Not right under the trees, because a lot of these trees, being 20, 30 years old, have extended their root system out.
Yeah.
So usually, like, at the drip line of the trees. So however wide it is, when you look up where the branches end, that's the drip line. So you'd be looking to get some of that soil around there just to kind of see what else is going on, see what we can add to it. Most likely we're going to be looking at adding any type of fertilizer, like a tree tone. But when they get so big, it gets to be a good amount of fertilizer. So that's why I want to see the soil underneath it, because if there's trapped nutrients, we can release those and maybe use a little bit less of the fertilizer. The other thing is when you're using the Bonide products for the fruit trees you have, are you using the same one each time? Or are you using
I rotate between the all season and then the copper and then, you know, I use the oil sprays at the beginning and end of season, and I called Bonhide, and they were good about explaining. They gave me kind of like a calendar to go by to use all the different products, and it's worked really good on the fruit trees. I've been doing it for 3 years now, and this year I think I got, you know, 15 to 20 bushels of apples off my four trees.
So
that stuff is working really good.
So the reason why I ask is the old bottles used to just say use one specific product like five times. Now they've switched it up. That's why I wanted to just double check. So that's perfect, because if we use the same product, we're only going towards something, and then insects and pollinators get used to that, and there's an issue there. So that's a great thing that you did. So what I want you to do, I want you to hang tight, because there's more to discuss on this on the other side of the break. So hang tight with me, because this is really important for everybody else, too, to listen to. So hang tight, everybody. We're going to take a break here. We'll get back. We'll wrap up the show and help out Al.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Al in regards to his 3-acre area. He's got fruit trees. He's has a process with them. They're doing really well. But when it comes to the rest of the deciduous trees, they're not doing their thing. They're kind of stunted, those kind of things. So we already suggested doing a soil sample so we can see what's going on below ground. What I'd like to see you do with some of the trees is, can you do a little bit of thinning out? And I know it sounds odd because we're looking to get them bigger, but we want to thin them out a little bit to refocus the trees on the growth in other areas. So say we want them to get taller or wider, whatnot, we're going to thin out some of it so they can focus on some of the wider branches. By getting rid of any of the dead and damaged, we get rid of any of the sucker growth, and we get rid of any of the cross branches. That's going to help the trees.
Yeah, as in pruning. Hello? Hello? On my end, I did, or?
Oh. I'm sorry? Okay, sorry, guys. I'm right at the end here. I'm having some issues with the internet, so I'm not staying connected. So I was talking about thinning out the trees. Did you hear me talking about that, Al?
Yeah, yeah, as in, like, pruning.
Yeah. So yeah, I want you okay. to get rid of the sucker growth. I want to get rid of the dead and damaged, but I also want you to get rid of the cross branches, some of the ones that might be rubbing on each other. Because what happens is when we thin out the tree like that, if there's not a lot of nutrients in the soil, it will go to those areas versus trying to spread it out thin. So we're going to have less surface area for like any fertilizer or nutrients to cover. So it will help by doing that. And then you can use a tree tone and just realize that, you know, it's probably, if you have 25, 30 foot trees, you're looking at an 18 pound bag probably per tree. Can get expensive, yeah. But what I might also look at doing is talking to an arborist and seeing if they have like root injection type fertilizers. You know, again, okay. But I think what you really, the first step is to get a soil sample to find out where you're at. Because then, if you do, say you do call an arborist to come in and do some of those things, at least you have what you need them to do. And they're not just trying one thing here, then trying another thing. We know what's going on underneath. And we're, you know, in essence, you can save some money, save some time the long term. Right. But I think the pruning and thinning out is going to help as well because it's not as much of a surface area. I'd be also looking at those leaves and seeing if they have like galls on them. Do they, you know, do they have holes in them? Do they have insect bites? Looking at those things, because the way you said it was kind of like stunted, and sometimes that could be an insect, but you know, with so many different deciduous trees, it would be interesting if it was the insects, because you know, they usually tend to stick to one for a while and then go to the next, not just all of them at once. So that's kind of where I'm at, but the soil sample is the key to this, and the fertilization, and continuing on with what you're doing with those fruit trees is perfect. That allows the pollinators to be there. And just when you're spraying those things, maybe think about doing it at night. So the pollinators that are getting to those fruit trees might get to your other trees as well. And maybe even looking at adding some pollinator-type plants, native plants in the area to promote more pollinators to the yard to help pollinate your trees as well. Even though they're not flowering, they still need to be pollinated to help them produce those leaves, etc. So bringing them in is going to be helpful by adding some of the native plants around there, maybe in the lower levels as well. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, Al.
All right, we'll start with that stuff. Very good, thanks.
Have a great one.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to do it. Till next week, get out there or, well, stay in and plant something. Be warm. Be good to each other. And we'll be back next week. We'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.